You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
366-9999 up here on line one. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Hey, buddy, what do you have that is not allowed in the house?
So for my bachelor party about 20 years ago, I went to Vegas, and it was during the Adult Film Awards.
Okay.
And I got to, you know, I got to hang out with a bunch of stars, and I have pictures. I have pictures and their signatures, their autographs, and my brother put them in like a framed collage kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's pretty much me motorboating in every picture,
and my
wife does not particularly like that one.
She was not fond of that.
Yeah, I had to take it to my brother's house. She didn't even want it like in our life anywhere, even in the sport.
Good luck to you with that, man. There
you go.
That's
unfair.
Line two. Hi, good morning. Hello? Yeah, that's you. Tell us, what do you have that's just not allowed in the house?
My boyfriend's whoreback daughter.
Oh, come on. My boyfriend's whoreback daughter.
Well,
that's an interesting take.
It's a tight-knit family.
Yeah, very much so.
They're really close.
Wow. 99, line three.
Good morning, Mr. Rumble.
Hey, buddy. Hey, man, long time. Tell me, what do you got that's not allowed in the house?
Well, I had to get rid of a sign that I had made up years back when I was in my very last years of bachelorhood.
Uh-huh.
Hung over my hallway leading to the bedrooms, and it used to say, Camel Toe Lane, and I believe that sign is hanging in y'all's...
That is in my office, my friend. That is a real professional city street sign.
That's because it was made by a real city professional.
Dude, I would bring Cub Scouts up here and have to flip that thing around. Oh, my God.
It was made in a real city shop on real city time, and I'm not going to say who did it.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
But I figured my wife said that's no longer needed because we are no longer in that kind of situation.
Right. Now we're in a committed relationship. Thank you for the calls. Good talking to you. 99, line four. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what decor, what item do you have that's not allowed in the house?
So my ex-husband had a big collection of tattoo art and all kinds of crazy stuff, and I was pretty open. We had a whole wall of it. But the one thing that wasn't allowed up was a picture. It was Saddam Hussein and George Bush, obviously badly photoshopped, and they were holding each other's members.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. There's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Lord. Hey, thank you for that call.
Thanks.
Wow.
Provocative. 99, line one. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Rumble. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about something that's not allowed in the house.
I have six, count them, consecutive last place trophies from FM 99. Who's your golf caddy? Six trophies.
Dude, your wife won't let you put them up in the house?
You know what? They used to be in my computer room where nobody really goes.
Yeah, yeah.
They were excommunicated to the garage. But I do have one that I snuck in because the old ones used to be really, really tall with a broken golf club and a duck and all that.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Yeah.
But those had to go out, but I got the last one I got was half a horse's ass on it. That's what you guys went to before you disqualified. That one I got hidden on a shelf in there so I can at least remind myself of it. But the rest are delegated to the garage with my Hooters calendar.
Yeah, you can't hang up the... Yeah, I understand that. Hey, buddy, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.
Hooters calendar could be a violation.
Could be.
I used to get that from the HR people. You got to take that down.
And you'd be like, no.
What? Oh, you can hang it up in the studio. You just can't put it in your office.
Oh, well, okay. You know what? Okay. I support their decision then.
Yeah. 99, line two. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you have? Or somebody in your life has something that can't go in a house?
Well, I collect snow globes, and my husband's a video game player.
Yeah.
So we decided on a house where we could display both of our items. We have everything from Atari up to now a PlayStation 5.
Oh, so you're working through it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're finding a way to make this work. So there's a game room and a snow globe room.
Yes.
Nice.
Or something. Yeah, good for you.
Nice.
Good for you. How many snow globes do you have?
Close to 200.
Jeez. Okay. That's not a collect. That's an obsession. That's like a speak to someone about that. 200.
Well, it became like, oh, I don't know what to get this person.
Yep.
Oh.
He likes snow globes.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yep.
Me and skulls. I relate.
I got it. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Shell. So. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 755-99, line 3. Good morning.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Tell me about something that's not allowed to have
all
in
right.
the house. Yeah.
So my girl told me that I couldn't get no chickens, but I got 12 chickens, right?
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, she, after the pandemic thing,
yeah.
during the pandemic, she had a service chicken for mental health.
Oh, really? She had a chicken. She would stroke the chicken. Yeah. She would love the chicken. The chicken kept her sane.
No, that was my chicken that she stroked.
Oh, but. Okay, good. That's the rooster. It's not a chicken, sir, but thank you for your phone call. Let me correct your barnyard penis joke terminology, if I may. As a professional in the barnyard penis joke industry. 99 line 4, good morning.
You should not have your conversations piped through the phone while I'm listening.
You're going on hold, brother. Let's see here. Rumble. Oh, this is funny. I bought some of those I Heart Vagina stickers at the Lunatic Luau
yes.
after a few beers, thinking
yes.
they would be great on my truck. The next morning, I thought, yeah, that probably not such a good idea for me and the kids. Doesn't even say if it's a dude or a woman.
You know what? Either way.
It's just somebody that I thought better of it afterwards. My mom had a life-size Luke Skywalker cutout in our living room when I was a kid. Fantastic. That's one of those things that your significant other may or may not be up to speed on, right? Let's see. I reupholstered. Oh, well, that's just nice. Somebody grabbed some, basically a curb alert and fixed it up. That's just a nice look. 366-9999. We were talking before. What's the thing that you're not allowed to bring into the house? And when I say bring into the house, I'm talking about hang on the wall or on display, or maybe it never made the transition over from your bachelor pad, that kind of a thing. 366-9999. All right, let's run up here to line 1. Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, do you have something that you're just not allowed to hang up in the house?
Yeah, way back 1999 when Phantom Menace from Star Wars came out, my dad and was real young, and we went up to Blockbuster, and he won the life-size Yoda figurine that's the full-size dimension from Young Jedi.
Cool.
And it can't stay in the house because when it's in the dark and she comes in and everybody comes into the house, it scares the living
it scares
out of people.
Get that thing out of my house.
So now he stays outside in the garage. He's next to the beer fridge, but still, when people come in down there to get a beer,
yeah,
a good chick to get a good laugh out of him, they turn the light on.
Dude, that's hysterical.
That's funny.
I know how this goes. We had a life size Danny DeVito cutout that used to scare the hell out of us here at the radio station. So, I got you, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you. 99 line 4. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you have that's not allowed in the house?
Texas Longhorn horns.
Oh,
that came
sweet.
From a cow that I raised as a kid.
Sweet, dude. So you've schlepped these things around your whole life, and your wife makes you keep them out in the garage or up in the attic?
Yep.
Oh man, you said the origin of them? Where they came from when you were a kid?
Yeah, I raised a cow as a kid, and when she passed away, I took the horns.
Aw, so this was your sweetie. Aw. Hey, dude, that's a great story. Thanks. 99 line 2, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good, man. Tell us about something that's not allowed in the house.
Hey, I got a stuffed deer that I won as a prize when I hunted it. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the wife said, that thing's not going in our house. And
wow.
Back about 10 years ago, I gave it to a friend. We went back to visit the friend in Alabama a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, it's not too bad. Maybe we can hang. Deer's not coming home with us.
Yeah, the deer's not coming home. That's right.
Yeah. I want it. I love it. It was awesome, but yeah, you already made me give it away.
Yeah, so it's going. Give it away now. Hey, buddy, thank you. There we go. 366-9999. These are great stories. I just love this because everybody has this. Something, and a lot of time, you know, when you merge households, not everything's going to match. And let's hope you're not too attached to that painting or that picture or whatever. You know, the reclining silhouette of the nude chick, probably not going in the family home.
No,
you know what I mean?
How about this one? Yeah. When we merged, my Christmas ornaments always ended up on the, and it's still there, back of the tree.
Uh-huh.
You can't see them. You're going to walk around the back of the tree, and the tree's up against the wall.
No portion of that Christmas tree is yours.
Yeah, apparently
not. Do you
not
know this? No.
Apparently not.
Your wife owns that Christmas tree, man. She's in charge of all things decor. That's how this goes. 99, line one. Good morning. Hello.
Rick.
Yes, that's you.
Hey, so I have a 5 foot square Pal Peralta, the skateboard company, banner. And like I got it from a local skate park.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Creeps my wife out.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with it? I mean, where is it?
It's boxed up in the attic.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to take it down.
Nope, you're not allowed to. That's just,
no
hanging
there.
I go
to the garage, and they can go out in the garage, but till then, it's in the attic.
Do you ever, once in a while, do you ever just go up to the attic with a beer and just look at it?
I actually just found it because I'm remodeling.
I got
I totally forgot about it. I honestly thought she got rid of it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we've been together for a long time.
Yeah, man.
So
hey.
I was like, eh, whatever, it's gone, but.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. That's awesome. 99 line two. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's the thing that can't come in the house?
My kayak.
Well, what were you going to do with a kayak in the house? Come on, brother. You were going to put it on the wall or something?
That's an expensive piece of plastic. I mean, about
$1,500. Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, it has to. Otherwise, you can't kayak with it if it's on the wall. You want that baby in kayaking action. 99, line three, hey.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I have a, my wife's Italian. I've been married for 33 years.
Yeah.
Stationed there for 12 years. And we had a house built when I retired in Deep Creek area.
Yeah.
Inside the house is all Italian, you know, decor.
Okay.
A couple of Monte chandeliers, things on the wall, Byzantine, icons, you name it.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm a simple guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a lot of my Navy certificates and saddle box. And
oh, yeah, challenge coins and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, some photos that I'm proud to display and some photos I will take to the desk with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff has to be in the outside garage, not in the attached garage.
Oh, my God. So it literally cannot be on the footprint of the property is what you're saying.
Yes. I have a 3,200 square foot home, and my Navy stuff is in a shed in the backyard.
Yeah, makes you proud. Thanks for serving. My God, dude. Hey, brother, thanks for the call. I love that.
Wow.
I love that. His wife did it. She went 100%. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Capitamate and the Byzantine, the Roman sconces and whatnot. Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.